God, we welcome you into this place. We are here to meet with you, Father, this morning. Let your glory pour out in this place, Father God. If you don't know how to speak in tongues, just thank God, thank Him, and ask Him for the Holy Spirit to give you tongues. Roko shakala satie sheki aramasha kasate. Reke seti aramoshoko sakala tia shakasate. Reke seki aramoshoko la satie shata. Let your glory fill this place, Lord. We want your glory in this place, Father. We want your presence in this place, Father. We came here for you. We came here for you, Father God. We worship you this morning. We came here for you, Father. We honor you. We worship you. We praise you, Father God. We honor you. We worship you. We praise you, God. We honor you. We worship you. We praise you. We lay everything before your feet, Father God. You are worthy of praise. 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 Reke se ki arabasha kala satia sheke se ti arabasha kasa. Roko shaka reke ti arabasha kasa. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise God. We worship the Lord. Hallelujah. We praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. You are good, Father God. You are good. Hallelujah. You are good, oh God. You are good. Hallelujah. Oh, we worship you. Jesus!
what no man can do, you have done for me.
Oh, Thank you. Who is like unto thee, O God, Savior, Redeemer, Deliverer, the God of the turnaround. the God that overrides and overturns every plan of the enemy and gives to us life when the enemy planned death, gives to us wealth and riches when the enemy planned for poverty, gives to us hope when the enemy planned for despair. We bless you. You are worthy. Receive our worship. Oh, now let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, because of what the Lord has done for me.
Let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am rich.
Say, I am raised.
We give
this dead say, I am alive.
We give thanks.
Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. God is good. Amen. This time I'm going to call on Mama to come and continue to lead us in our time of worship and adoration. Praise God. Amen. Well, if you know, it's Mama's birthday, bet week. We give God praise. Hallelujah. God is good. God is good. Things are not happening as planned, but God is faithful all the time. Let us just stretch our hands and bless the woman of God. Praise God. Father, we are thankful for your servant, your handmaiden. We're thankful, O God, for this mother, this wife, but first and foremost, this preacher of the word. We give you praise for her. We testify, oh God, this day that she's a blessing. We thank you, Lord, oh God, that your hand is open to her. And Lord, oh God, that you are pouring out blessings beyond description, beyond measure. Thank you, Lord, oh God, for your authority. Thank you, Lord, for your anointing. It has destroyed every yoke and removed every burden. And Lord, oh God, you are elevating, oh God, your servant this day. We celebrate her. We honor her. And we thank you, Lord, oh God, for blessings beyond measure. In Jesus, our sovereign Lord's name, we call it so done. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. God bless you. Happy birthday to you. And many more. Amen. Bless you.
Thank you. Thank you. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Thank you. Praise the Lord. All right, you can sit. You've been standing for a while, so we'll continue. Praise the Lord. God day, everybody. God day. Well, I want to thank every one of you for your love, your prayers, and all the gift blessings you've given to me. May God richly bless you and your family. Amen. Those here and those out. So lots of outpouring of love. I texted a few people yesterday. I said, I feel the love. Praise the Lord. All a lot of family members, nieces, nephews, they called. So, and those from different countries, they called. Praise the Lord. And the children that live in town and the grandchildren, they were all at the house. So because of COVID, we had to do barbecue. So praise the Lord. So they had fun running around, tearing down the house. But praise the Lord. So if you come to my house now, it's toys, toys, toys in the living room. This will be a living room. I don't allow people to just mess around. Now it's okay if they mess it around. So praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Happy family or fancy home. Happy family. So praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We still keep it clean, but it's okay if it's messed up. So praise the Lord. All right, to God be the glory. God is good to us. I am thankful for adding more years to my life. I'm thankful to God for my youth is renewed like the eagle. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. Thank God for our church family, for my husband, my church family, and extended families. I appreciate and thank God for every one of you. So today I'm dressed in red. Why red? Because my birthday is in July. So July is ruby. So I just red it up. Praise the Lord. And the blood of Jesus is red. So praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, did I go make new clothes? No. I always tell you I shop from my home. I got tons of clothes. People bless me and I get blessed. So praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It's just I don't wear them right away. I'm not one who wears clothes. You get it today, you wear it. Sometimes you can sit there for a few years, you know, when I feel like. But he wears right away. Give it to him right now, it's on. So praise the Lord. I have to feel like I need to wear you, then I'll pick you up. If not, leave it. Praise the Lord. And I can wear anything. Jeans, it doesn't matter. The clothes don't make me. The clothes don't wear me, I wear them. They are not that valuable to me. So praise the Lord. Praise God forevermore. I was even going to deck up with some jewels today. I just say, it'd be too much for some people, so let me just tone it down a little bit. So praise the Lord. All right, our scripture, we're going to pray, but our scripture this morning, we're going to do it the other way. We're going to read, and then I'm going to pray. Isaiah 55. Isaiah 55, praise the Lord. Right? It's one of my favorite scriptures in the Bible. I always say, everyone is my favorite. So, praise the Lord. By now, you know I have many favorites. But the word of God is yummy, is great. It transforms our life. Hallelujah. This is for everyone. Ho, everyone, let's read together. Ho, everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters. And he that had no money, come ye, buy and eat. Yea, come, buy wine and milk without money and without price. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So lack is never your problem ever again. God say you don't have lack. You can come, you can buy, and you can eat, and you can drink. Say big amen. Come to the waters. What is the waters? The living word of God. Enter into the word. Stay in the word realm, and you can buy and eat. Buy without money. So money is not your problem. The word of God, that you need to be rich in his word. Rich in your relationship with him, and God will take care of you. He supplies all my needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. I am a living testimony to that. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. He supplies my need, and God uses me to channel that to help so many people. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. Total dependence on him. And he has never failed me yet. He has never failed me yet. To God be the glory. So you can apply that scripture to you and your family. The scripture will pay your mortgage. It will send your children to school. It will feed you. It will take care of everything you need. It also keep you healthy. Say if you are thirsty, drink of the living water. You will remain healthy. If you are sick, that sickness will leave. It has a time up. Time up. Time up. In the name of Jesus. Verse 2, wherefore do you spend money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which satisfieth not? Hearken diligently unto me, and eat ye that which is good. And let your soul delight itself in fatness. Hallelujah. So you can be so fat with the riches of God's word. Say amen. Delight in God. Delight in it. Say amen. You can never get enough. Because God is more than enough. But we need that in our lives. Verse 3. Incline your ear and come unto me. Hear, and your soul shall live. And I'll make an everlasting covenant with you. Even the sure mercies of David. Somebody shout hallelujah. Sure mercies of David. The mercies of David. Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me. And what happened to the blind man? He saw. The mercies of David will break through for you. We bring your deliverance and bring wholeness. It will adjust and recalibrate your life. And bring you to the proper order. In the name of Jesus, every disorder in your life and in your family, restoration now. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Behold, I have given him for a witness to the people, a leader and a commander to the people. So praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. David is your witness. Not Jesus said, be a witness of me. So the things, the sure mercies of David will happen to you. Somebody shout hallelujah. Never forget the days of small beginning. David began as a small beginning. He was not even a big member of his family. He was just a little boy in the field, tending sheep and goats and dealing with, out of that, God put an anointing in him to deal with lions and sheep there. Because he's going to be a warrior king. Somebody shout hallelujah. Whatever is happening to you now, you are training for your destiny. Say amen. Somebody say, I'm training for my destiny. You're training for where you are going. Hallelujah. But God, from that nothing, God made him king over all Israel. And not only that, out of his loins came Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. Somebody shout hallelujah. Verse 5, behold, thou shalt call a nation that thou knowest not, and nations that know not thee shall run unto thee because of the Lord thy God, and for the Holy One of Israel, for he hath glorified thee. Say amen. Power to call on nations to help. Is that scripture working today? Yes. United States of America is always running to help Israel. Hallelujah. And then other nations join. The word of the Lord will surely be made manifest in our lives. Say amen. Verse 6. After I read all the scriptures, I'm going to say amen. And then that's it. So if you like, pray along. If you like, think about the coffee you are hungry for. So switch. Verse 6. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is what? Near. The Lord is near. He is at hand. He's right here, right now. Say amen. Say seek him. So in other words, stay focused. Put your attention on him. Oh, gee, the word of the Lord says he will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on him. Say amen. Let the wicked forsake his way, and let your righteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy on him, upon him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. So whatever is wrong, you can say, Lord, have mercy, show mercies of David, and you are pardoned. Say amen. For my thoughts, verse 8, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. Somebody say amen. Somebody say amen. If God says pardon, he's pardoning you now. Say amen. It's not other kind of human being where they need you. You have to write apology letter. You have to crawl on your knee. You have to beg. They forgive you. They take it back. They unforgive. You know, they forgive and unforgive. So God say, I pardon. Pardon means pardon. All every sin record blotted out. Doesn't exist in heaven. Doesn't exist in any book. It is written and blotted out. Completely erased from God's mind. Somebody shout hallelujah. Glory to God. Verse 9. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Amen. It's time to come up higher. Higher thoughts. Leave your low-deba thoughts and go to higher thoughts. Higher thoughts. Higher thoughts. God has higher thoughts and higher ways. And when we are in the Word, that's what we're doing. We are plugging into that. Say amen. Say amen. You can choose to plug into that, or you can remain in the same circle of defeat. Somebody say, I'm free from such. Say amen. Say, I'm free from such. Verse 10, for as the rain cometh down and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth, and maketh it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. Somebody shout hallelujah. It has left God's mouth. That's why we can read it. It is written. It is written. Somebody say, it is written. If it is written, it's a done deal. It's a contract that cannot be terminated by the living God. Somebody shout hallelujah. God said it, it shall surely come to pass. So we must target what we want to pray, and we focus. The snow does not fall from down up. It comes from up down. Somebody shout hallelujah. You know, I was looking at the foreign news yesterday, you know, and I saw that there was snow in South Africa. In July 22nd, it snowed in some places there. That's a warm country. Snow came down. Kids were happy, and the adults were wondering, what is this? So praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God told me many years ago, in the 80s, that time is coming. That the places that are warm are going to experience cold. And the places that are cold are going to experience warmth. That was before they started saying El Nino. God will do what he says he wants to do. Whether the weather changes to cold or warm, you're going to be in the tower of the living God. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it and they are saved. That is your dwelling place. I dwell in the tower of the Lord. Place of safety. Snow or warmth, it is well. So praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. When people see things like that, fear comes on them. But when things like that happen, you say, hallelujah. God's getting ready to show his wonders in my life. Somebody shout hallelujah. It's wonder time. It's wonder time and miracle time. Say hallelujah. You live in a different realm. Somebody shout hallelujah. Verse 12. For you shall go out with joy and be led forth with peace. Somebody say amen. Amen. The mountains and the hills shall break forth before you into singing, and the trees of the field shall clap their hands. Somebody shout hallelujah. Well, he said, you shall say to these mountains, be thou removed. So they are going to break before you. Say amen. Amen. Obstacles are going to break before you. Amen. They are going to break before you. Amen. The mountains, the hills, they shall break forth before you. Instead of causing problems in your life, they begin to sing. They begin to sing. They begin to sing. Hallelujah. Oh, to God be the glory. It's testimony and rejoicing time. Hallelujah. The trees will clap their hands. What they don't do, they will do it. Verse 13, instead of the thorn shall come up the fir tree. Say amen. And instead of briar shall come up the myrtle tree. And it shall be to the Lord for a name, for an everlasting sign that shall not be cut off. Say amen. Everything that the devil thinks he's got a hold of your life is turning out for good. That same thing will turn around and be a good producing fruit, producing tree in your life. It will be a blessing in your life. Instead of causing harm, it becomes a blessing. Turn around! Is it not God that made all things? Somebody shout hallelujah. He still brings water out of rock. Hallelujah. The rock was there. Nothing. Dry, dry, dry. But water must still come out. The name of the Lord shall be glorified. Hallelujah. So shall it be for me and you and our families and every one of us. Remain in the love of God and remain in his goodness and remain in his word and see the manifestation of God's glory in your life. May we all have a wonderful testimony. Jesus is Lord. Amen. Apostle.
Praise the Lord. What a powerful word. Last Wednesday, we embarked on a journey together, speaking and addressing the issue of spiritual warfare. I trust that you were involved, connected, so that the full impact of that which God ordained for us to have was experienced and will continue to be experienced by you. There is one thing that we must not lose sight of. Connectivity. If you are not connected, you cannot be a receiver and you cannot be a channel. Have that settled. You know, during this summer, here in Winnipeg, we do a lot of gardening, and you know, most homes have flowers and stuff like that. If you had flowers just like this, real ones, and you don't water it, they will die. Because they need water. But just imagine for a moment that I have a tap over here, and I have a hose, and the hose is all wrapped around the tap. But I don't connect it. And I unwrapped that hose. I have the sprinkler device on that hose, and I bring it to this plant, trying to water it. Will it get watered? No. The hose is by the tap. It is around the tap. It is, in fact, on top of the tap. And still nothing happens. Why? It needs to be connected. That you are around something that should empower you and grace your life is, hear me, and will not give you the results that you need. You have to be connected. The very fact that you are in this house does not mean that the blessings of God will just automatically get into your life if you are not connected. You might get wet from other people's experience, but the power to bring about supernatural change will never flow through you because you're not connected. You know, something happens to plants that are planted. Let's assume a rose. The rose goes through its different times. Stay with me. You plant it, it has its thorns, it has its budding experience, and it flowers. And you have another rose bush over here, and this one got snipped, cut off. And you take it home. This cut off, disconnected rose acts like the one that is planted. So what do you mean? This one keeps on blossoming, it opens up, and its leaves or petals fall off. This one that is planted, watch this now. This one that is planted goes through the same process. It opens up and the petals fall off. But it's planted. And it looks like both of them are the same. Oh, no, no, no. This one will have another season. This one is finished. When you are cut off, you are cut off, and you will never have another chance. But because it is rooted and grounded, it will always have seasons. So shall you always have seasons, because you are grounded and rooted in the love of the Most High God. Somebody shout hallelujah. The rain that pours on the one that is planted has a different effect than that which has been cut off, even though for a moment in time, it seems like they're the same. But they're not. The blessings of God are permanent. Hallelujah. You continue to produce even in your old age. It doesn't matter what is happening around you. You are still productive because you are anchored in the goodness of the Most High God. If you're hearing what I'm saying, shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know me. I'm not very good at giving titles to messages. But I'm always intrigued when God gives his own title. When he starts out and tells me, this is what I want to talk about, my ears perk up because I know something good is about to happen. So when I heard the heart of God say to me, I want you to talk to my people about the God economy. The God economy. Shy. Oh, something is about to happen. You see, because the God economy does not line up with the natural economy of the world. It's a different system. It's the system of the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And God has been leading us systematically, step by step by step by step. Because before God releases his economy, the first thing he does is spiritual warfare. The first thing God does is spiritual warfare. You see, God's word says to us that God has already blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. Everything you need, please hear what I'm saying to you right now and get off the carnal mind. Begin to move in the direction of the leading of faith, the leading of the Spirit of God. Everything we need has been provided for already, and it is in the heavenlies. Everything. Somebody say everything. Everything. One more time. Everything. Everything. Everything that I need, everything that you need, has already been provided for, and it is in the heavenly realm. But unfortunately, there are squatters in that heavenlies called principalities, powers, rulers of the darkness of this world, and spiritual wickedness. And they are occupying the space and occupying and trying to use what God has ordained for you. And in fact, because the devil has not created anything, he dispatches some of that stuff to his children. But the thing about the blessing of God Oh, just imagine this with me. This is, inside here, is water. Can you see that? Can I make a hole in this water? You cannot make hole in water. You say, Pastor, what are you saying? I'm saying that the blessings of God are so amazing, you cannot empty it. God is sovereign over all. Hallelujah. And his blessings cannot be defined. God is too much.
Hallelujah.
Did you hear what I said?
Yeah.
God is what?
Too much.
God is what?
Too much.
God is what? God is what? Too much. Okay, you got it. When you think too much, think God. Hallelujah. You cannot empty him. And his blessings pursue after us. And the Bible says, the blessings of the Lord overtake us. Hallelujah. Someone declare with me, I have received the overtaking blessings of the Most High God. Hallelujah. So in that heavenlies, the enemy tries to operate and tries to stop the word of the Lord, the blessing of the Lord, from coming to you. But it is our supernatural right to invade that territory. Not from beneath, but from above. Because we are seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. May I put it this way? There is you here in the earth, and there's you there in the heavenlies. And the you in the heavenlies, seated in Christ Jesus, lacks nothing. Amen? Lacks nothing. And the you there looks at you down here and sees that you're lacking some stuff that you should be enjoying, because you are supposed to be connected, you there and you here. So the Bible talks about living in the earth as if it were in heaven. Or let thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is what? In heaven. So there is the heavenly experience I have that is different from what I am experiencing here. That's why I, weak here, need to say in agreement with me there, I am what? Strong. Hallelujah. Daniel found out in the word of God, reading through the book of Jeremiah, that the time of the exile was up. We're not supposed to, okay, we're supposed to be in exile. Yes, we're supposed to be here in Babylon and here underneath the control of these people over here. But the time frame, it's now come to the time of expiration. So what does he do? Just sits down and says, well, it's going to just happen because God said it. No, he went into intercession. And the one mistake we make many times is that we receive a prophetic word and we do not battle with that prophetic word to loosen and release, dislodge that which the enemy has held captive. We've got to dislodge it. Amen? That which God has for me must fall down. It must come to me now in the mighty name of Jesus. And we are those people, child of God, that are coming to the recognition of this reality. And because of that, there are going to be manifestations of the blessings of God like never before, because we are going to be experiencing the past, the present, and the future together in one moment. Somebody shout, hallelujah. Hallelujah! The economy of God is about to be released, because the people that know their God are great, they're mighty, and they do great exploits. They will spoil the enemy because the enemy is defeated. I said something to us some 10, 15 minutes ago, that before the blessing, God does spiritual warfare first. Did you hear that? So it was that he did the same when the children of Israel were in Egypt. What did God do first? He did spiritual warfare. He defeated all of the gods of Egypt. He kept on saying, tell him, let my people go. And then God hardens the heart of Pharaoh, because he wants to beat him down so hard that Pharaoh doesn't have a second chance. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And when he was finished, he sent the women there to collect all the goodies. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And one of the words the Lord gave to us, the year of the woman. Do you remember that? I don't plan these things. I just hear from God. Hallelujah. I just hear what God says, and I say what God says, and then later I say, oh, that's why you said it. Oh, Jesus is Lord. But I also said something to us. But don't be a what? A Jezebel. Do you remember that? And during this spiritual warfare conference, what did God talk to us about? About Jezebel. Jezebel must go. Amen? Jezebel must be thrown out that window and be eaten up, because God wants to do a greater work. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Where are my women of God? Amen. You got some work to do. Calling down the manifestation of the purposes of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. The word of God says in the book of Philippians chapter 4. Philippians chapter 4. I'll take it up from verse 15. Paul is writing to the Philippians. And he says, now you Philippians know also that in the beginning of the gospel, when I departed from Macedonia, no church communicated with me as concerning giving and receiving, but ye only. You are the ones that were connected. Nobody else connected with me. 16. For even in Thessalonica, even though I went to Thessalonica, ye sent once and again unto my necessity, trying to minister to the area, the suspected areas of need that you thought I think he might need some canned beans. Let's send him some canned beans. Whatever it was. Because you are connected. He says, not because I desire a gift. Not desiring a gift. But I desire fruit that may abound to your account. This is key. That you don't look at people and see them as the source for the meeting of your need, but that when you look at people, you declare fruitfulness over their lives, that whatever it is that they are going to do, that they be fruitful. And as you're praying fruitfulness in their, into their lives, their hearts turn towards giving. Did you hear that? Are you sure you heard what I just said? Because nobody can actually meet your need. The one responsible to meet your need is God. But God can touch people as you are praying the blessing of God over their lives and desiring things, fruit, to be manifested in their lives, fruitfulness in whatever it is that they do, that they are winners of souls and they impact lives, and that the status of their lives will change. As you're declaring that, something begins to happen to them. And so, not desiring a gift, what did they do? They were releasing the gift. Amen? He says, but I have all. What did he say? I have all. You know why he didn't have any need? Because he understood where his blessing is coming from. Whatever it is I need, I'm going to get. Amen? He says, but I have all and abound. I am full. Having received of Epaphroditus the things which were sent from you. Epaphroditus means lovely or charming. What I received from you is what? An odor of a sweet smell, a sacrifice acceptable, well-pleasing to God. You're sowing into my life. It's like prayer. Because that same description, an odor of sweet smell, only references prayer in other passages of Scripture. So your giving in the sight of God became prayer. Somebody listening? Your giving became what? Prayer. And it became an act of faith. Because without faith, it is impossible to please God. Your giving became acts of faith. And because of that, verse 19, but my God shall supply all your need according to what? His riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Okay. Tighten your seat belts. We're about to start writing about this God economy. How does it look? What does it look like? In the book of Amos, the 9th chapter, verse 13 through 15, and if you look at Amos, that 9th chapter from verse 1, you will see God in the spiritual warfare mode. Actually, why don't I do this? Let me take it, you know, we have some time. Let's take it from verse 1. There are some things I'm not going to be able to comment on right now, because if I, as we read through it, if I start commenting on them, I'm going to keep you for a long, long time. But I want you to see, just quickly. It says, I saw the Lord standing upon the what? Standing upon the what? Altar. What happens at the altar? sacrifice. Amen? It says, I saw God standing on the altar, on the sacrifice, on the place of sacrifice. And no altar can speak without the shedding of blood. An altar without blood is just a monument. You get that? It's just a monument. It's nothing. And he said, first thing, while he's on the altar, he said, smite the lintel of the door. That's the lintel right there. He says, smite it. The lintel of the door, that the post may shake, because there's nothing holding it together anymore. And cut them in the head, all of them, and I will slay the last of them with the sword. He that fleeth of them shall not flee away, and he that escapeth of them shall not be delivered. This is the God of war. Do you see it? Verse 2. Though they dig into hell, then shall mine hand take them. Though they climb up to heaven, thence will I bring them down. This is the God of war. He is doing war. But God says, I need for you to be in agreement with me. What I want you to do is strike on that lintel. Strike on the lintel. He's standing at the altar. He says, strike on that lintel. So that the posts begin to shake. If I go more into this, I'm going to keep you too long. So I'm just going to keep on going. And though they hide themselves in the top of what? Carmel. Do you remember what happened in Carmel? Spiritual warfare. Elijah and the prophets of Baal. This is where God brings down fire. Do you remember this? We talked about that during this spiritual warfare conference. It says, I will search and take them out thence. In other words, I'm going to look for every single one of them. And though they be hid from my sight in the bottom of the sea. And I'll talk about this. Thence will I command the serpent, and he shall bite them. Oh, do you remember I said something to us that God doesn't necessarily have to do the evil? He turns the enemy against. Okay. This is Leviathan turned against those that are serving him. It's going to backfire. I'll talk about that tonight, the Lord willing. And though they go into captivity before their enemies, thence will I command the sword, and it shall slay them, and I will set my eyes upon them for evil and not for good. Do you think that's warfare? That's God saying, I'm ready. And where is he standing? On the altar. The altar is the place of what? Sacrifice. You want God to go fight for you? Sacrifice. Let me skip the verses and come with me right there to verse 13. Behold, God is already done his stuff. And actually, part of why I skipped is that he actually says, I'm going to deal with Israel. And the word of God tells us that judgment starts in the house of God. You see, this God economy, God is going to start with his own kids. And you better be on the right side, because God is not going to deal with them and not deal with us. Amen? So we've got to be on the right side. He's not a fake God. He's a true God. But this is what he says he's going to do. He says, behold, the days come. The days come. The days, not the day. Behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that the plowman shall do what? Overtake the reaper. The reaper is the one doing the harvesting. That the time of breaking the ground will overtake the one who is harvesting. And the treader of grapes, the harvest is happened. Now they are treading the grapes to produce wine. Him that soweth seed, while they are treading grapes, they are overtaking the ones that are sowing seed. This seems to be backwards, because we should have started with seed sower first. But God is saying, hear this. Because your stuff, my stuff, have been stuck in the heavenly realms, the dam of limitation is removed. So everything is happening all at the same time. Are you hearing me? As the church, and please remember this, when you receive a prophetic word, you battle with that word. You don't sit down and you say, it's going to happen. No, you are going to have to take this word and begin to plunder with this word. Amen? The time of supernatural acceleration. This... Are you ready for this? If all of these things are happening, what does that mean? It means busyness. It means all hands on deck. Hallelujah. Everybody get into action, because this, it has hit the fan. Go. It says, watch this. The treader of grapes, him that soweth seed, and the mountains. Shoo. The mountains shall drop sweet wine. In other words, it gets to the stage that there's no time to tread nothing. As the seed is getting on the ground, it's turning to wine. And it's coming down the mountain. This is an experience that the world has not experienced yet. And God is speaking and declaring to us that we are the people that are going to experience this manifest move of God. Nothing in the natural prepares us for this. But God, who is standing at the altar and saying, okay, now all I need you to do is knock off that lintel and I'll take it from here. Say, knock off that lintel? You know, the first time we start hearing about the lintel is when the blood, when the blood was put on the lintel of the sons and daughters of the Most High God in Goshen, in Egypt. He said, and the destroyer is going to come. But when the destroyer sees, the blood shall pass over you. Amen? Amen. Your firstborn representing the first fruit. And if you honor God with the first fruit, the rest is blessed. Hallelujah. God says, I want to see that blood. I want to see that you are connected. Hello? Because the blood on the lintel says, no judgment here. The price is paid. This is the house of the redeemed. And when I see the blood, I will pass. But no blood on the lintel, nothing else shakes. But when that blood hit that lintel, the post shakes. Whatever the enemy was standing on begins to collapse. Hallelujah. And God is saying, I want to bring you to that place where the mountains shall drop sweet wine and all the hills shall melt. In other words, I'm bringing you to a place of ease. Kitalabusha. You don't have to climb. And whatever it is that you are supposed to climb, it's going to be pouring you wine. It's going to be bringing wine so you don't have to climb to go do any harvesting up there. No threshing up there. No treading of grapes up there. I'm bringing it down to you. The heavens, I will open the windows of heaven and pour out the blessing. Is somebody listening? Don't be a forgetful hearer. The God economy, I like this, is the economy of the overflow. Mighty God, are you ready for this? Glory be to God. Glory be to God. It says, and I will bring again the captivity of my people of Israel, and they shall build the waste cities and inhabit them. And they shall plant vineyards and drink the wine thereof. They shall also make gardens and eat the fruit of them. In other words, you are not going to be doing stuff and somebody else enjoy it without permission. You know, growing up, there was a song that used to play on secular radio. It went something like this. Poor man, they suffer. Monkey, they walk. Baboon, they chop. Poor man, they suffer. Monkey, they walk. Baboon, they chop. You know, how is it the monkey's working and the baboon is chowing down? No. Suffering is not part of the equation for me. There's a suffering that God calls me to, but it's a suffering of, I am so blessed, I am getting too busy. Hallelujah. It's not a suffering, oh, I got cancer. God forbid bad thing. What devil? Oh, but I know a lot of believers that have died from. Keep on knowing them. Or you can make a decision that is not my portion. That is not my portion. The cells in my body cannot be in rebellion. Everything in my life must be in order. Glory be to God. Everything must be in order, and cancer is disorder. High blood pressure, that's disorder. Every sickness and every disease is an act of disorder, and everything must come under order and align to the word of the Most High God. Satan, the Lord God Almighty, rebukes you. Loose your hold and get away from me. I know what my rights are. I am the blessed of the Lord, not the cursed of the Lord. Hallelujah. And because I am the blessed of the Lord, and all that is in me is a blessing, I bless and curse not, because I am an inheritor of the blessings. Everything I'm sharing is the word of God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Is God poor? Do you belong to God? Then you cannot be poor. that is unacceptable. It's not our portion. The Lord Jesus Christ, in the Gospel of John, chapter 4, and verse 35, describes the experience that is being stated here by Amos. He says, say not ye. What did he say? Say not what? Ye. Say not ye. Don't say. There are yet 4 months. Then cometh harvest. They don't say that. Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look on the fields, for they are what? White, already to harvest. The harvest is not coming, the harvest is here. Somebody listening? The harvest is where? Tomorrow? In 2 years' time. Basically, God is crushing time. Amen? He's crushing time. Things, listen, in the natural world, if you just in the last year or two, you see the acceleration of how things are getting corrupted. Right? And God said that we need to back it off because the enemy is moving faster than he should. But at the same time, God wants to move at a breakneck speed. Hallelujah. He wants to move on every aspect of our lives at a speed that is not natural. I think that's why a few months ago I used the word speedify. Amen. It's got to be a good, strong word in the dictionary. Speedify. Amen. Lord, speedify. Glory be to God. Supernatural, supersonic speed. Breaking all laws. Because all kinds of things are happening that cannot be explained. Overwhelming. That it scares everything around you to bow down to the Most High God and say, I don't know what is happening here. I better. It is God. Better not mess with this. Because if it were not for God, how? How? This guy, great seas. And all of a sudden, come on. There's something. There's something that's happening. Once upon a time, people talked about being demon-possessed. But now they shall say this one is God-possessed. Any God-possessed people here? Yeah. Amen. God-possessed. You know, Ephesians says, the fullness of the Godhead comes and dwells in us. Praise God. God wants to do extraordinary things in our lives. Celebrate the goodness of the Lord. Amen. You see, when we come into this dimension, then the word of God in Isaiah 55 and verse 1, and time again, whatever it is that the Lord has for us, comes in the preliminaries of the time of prayer and the word that Mama brings to us. God tells us that we come into that place where we are able to buy without money. Praise the Lord. Buying without money. A son was sharing a very interesting experience with me the other day. And said, because I asked him a question about his business and what he was doing, and I'd heard about a particular issue that was happening. I said, have you taken care of that particular situation? Is that taken care of? He said, well, before I tell you that, let me tell you this. I was driving my Enterprise, and all of a sudden, because of the hot temperatures, my system, I don't know all the truck language or whatever it is that he was using, started acting up and trying to compensate, because you've got to have clean air and all of that and no pollution. You know, so there's this device that's supposed to pump out information, and then this will happen, he says. And then all of a sudden, I see this notation up on my screen. And it says, when you see this, you better pull to the side, because that means your vehicle is about to get destroyed. He said, and the speed of the vehicle will start dropping. He said, so I'm driving, and all of a sudden the speed of my vehicle starts dropping, and now I'm crawling at about 8 clicks an hour. So I called the person that would normally fix my vehicle and said, I'm too busy, I can't fix it. It will take another 4 or 5 days. He said, but I had lots of things I needed to deal with. So he said, I called the dealership where I got the vehicle from. So I don't like dealing with them because, you know, their labor charge is really high. 180 or something like that an hour. And so I called them and they said, it's going to take 4 hours. So that's almost $800 just to check it, not to fix anything. And he said they understood what the problem was and started telling me everything that needed to happen. And by the time they finished listing all the things that were to happen, he's going to owe them $6,000. And the guy says, forget that. I'm going to dump this truck. I'm not going to have anything to do with it. I don't care. I'm not giving nobody no $6,000. I'm not going to recoup that money. You know, by the time I finish paying this vehicle and I want to sell it, I'm not doing it. And the guy from the other side said, well, let's see if there's anything else we can do to solve the problem, and came up with another high figure. And he said, no, I'm not doing it. So he said, give me a time. Give me a moment. By this time, he's taken, dropped off that truck and picked up another truck that was worse than the truck that he was driving, and was doing stuff with that one. And he says, I get a call from them. He said, you know what? This part that you needed that was going to cost about $3,000-something just for the part, it's on recall. So what does that mean? It means that you don't have to pay that amount of money. So I said, okay, that's good, but still all this other one. Cut a long story short, by the time they finished, the vehicle had been fixed. Within 40 minutes, this vehicle was fixed. And he said, how much? they said, $0. He says, you, $0? He said, yes. So from $6,000 to $0. Now, only God. You see, if he had gone to the other place where he normally does the business, they wouldn't have checked as much to get the result that he needed. But God was still providing. Well, because he's crying out to God, God, I don't know what to do. God, I don't know what to do. This problem is bigger than I can handle. And God says, not too big for me. I'd already started fixing the problem a long time ago. When they started the recall that you did not know about, I have been taking care of business on your behalf. Somebody shout hallelujah. You say, Pastor, what are you saying? I'm saying, don't fret about anything. God already knows. He already knows what the answer is. A no from man does not mean a no from God. It just means that God has something else in store for you. Better. Somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Let me begin to wrap this up. So he bought without money. Hallelujah. Oh, how we can testify of how God has done that in this house. Leviticus chapter 26, the God economy. It starts with spiritual warfare. And your seed. God cannot multiply seed that is not sown. Zero times anything is zero. If God's power to multiply were 1 zillion, and there is zero in front of that 1 zillion, not even God can make that zero become 1 zillion. It will still remain zero. And every child of God must come to that place where they understand the blessing of the Lord that maketh rich and no sorrow added. You see, the enemy can bless his kids, but the end of the story is sorrow. But when God blesses you, no sorrow added. Amen? It is clean. It is good. Before I look at Leviticus 26, let me look at Deuteronomy chapter 28 and verse 2, and then I'm going to go to this. It says, all these blessings, we talked about the blessings in Amos just a moment ago. All these blessings shall come on thee. They'll come on you. In other words, it will come on you, it will land on you, and overtake thee. If thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God. Listen. Don't be a spectator. Don't be that hose hanging around the tap that's not connected. Get connected. Amen? Leviticus 26, verse 2. He says, ye shall keep my what? Sabbaths. Understand that Sabbath represents the rest of God. Rest. It's rest. And reverence what? Reverence what? Reverence my sanctuary. Take care of my sanctuary. This is the sanctuary of the Lord. He says, take care of it. Take care of it financially, take care of it by keeping it clean, take care of it. But this also, your body, is a sanctuary of the Lord. God says, reverence it, take care of it. Why? I am the Lord. Verse 3, watch this. If you walk in my statutes and keep my commandments and do them, verse 4, then I will give you rain in due season. I'm going to give you what? Rain in due season. In Isaiah 55, God talks about that same rain. Amen? What is rain for us? For the Israelite, rain was necessary because he had plants, seeds that he needed to put in the ground. The rain is whatever it is that is released that causes whatever it is that you're called to do to prosper. Amen? That's your rain. So rain can be destiny helpers that God brings into your life. People that God brings into your life. People that speak good into your life. People that encourage you so that you become the best you that you can be. Amen? All right. He says, then will I give you rain in due season, and the land shall yield her increase. The land shall do what? Yield. Don't lose the point. The land shall what? Yield. That does not mean that the land is not giving you something. It just means that the land is not giving you all that it should give you. Did I lose you in the boonies? The land has to yield, release, increase. In other words, God doesn't want you to just live. Just, everything is okay. No, he says, there is more than okay. There is the overtaking. Hallelujah. The land shall yield our increase, and the trees of the field shall what? Yield their fruit. They've got fruit inside that they need to release. Every person in your life, around you, that's holding back that which God has for you, they have no choice. Amen? They have no choice. I better let this go. Yeah. Yeah. There's increase inside of me, and I'm releasing to you. Believers will do so. Non-believers will do so. It doesn't matter. Because, you see, every one of us have been given something to give to somebody else. No fruit ever eats itself. Amen? You have been blessed to be a blessing. Next verse. And your threshing, watch this, your threshing shall reach unto the vintage. The vintage is the time of harvest. And the vintage shall reach unto the sowing time. This sounds like backwards. But you know what? I've learned something about God. That when God is ready to move, he tells you what he wants you to do, and he goes ahead and starts doing what he said he's going to do when you do what he said you should do. And this is where people make the mistake. They see the blessing on them before they've even done whatever it is that they are called to do. And then they settle. It's happened. No. It's not. No. God just made you provision so that you have for sowing. For he gives seed to the sower. Amen? But if you are going to receive seed to be a sower, You have already learned how to do the sowing. You've already started the threshing. You're getting the ground ready. Amen? And all God is calling us to get things ready, because the baby is coming. Hallelujah. Bride Bokum, isn't it true? Before David showed up, you were ready. Mm-hmm. Is that not true for everyone here? You don't get ready when the blessing comes. It does you no good. He says, and ye shall eat your bread to the full and dwell in your land safely. Wow. 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 Verse 9. Watch this. He says, for I will have respect unto you. This is a God who has no respect for anybody. He says, for I will have respect unto you and make you fruitful. I will do what? Make you. I will do what? Make you. So the responsibility is on the one who is making. I will make you fruitful and what? Multiply you. And what was the theme of God for us this year? The establishment of his covenant. And establish my covenant with you. And in Isaiah 55 today, did we read about that covenant? Covenant with David. And establish my covenant with you. 10. And ye shall eat old store and bring forth the old because of the new. I don't know if you got that. In other words, God says the harvest is going to be so much that you're still eating out of it when the new one comes, and now you're going to get rid of the old so that you can make room for the new. This is God's economy. Hallelujah. You're going to get rid of everything you've got so that new can come. You know, in our house, how many times have we gotten rid of the old? And as quickly as we're emptying freezers, freezers are getting full. And I say, we have too much. We need another freezer. Glory be to God. Well, God is preparing us for the abundance. Amen. You will not have room enough. Did you hear that? But God saying to the people, you will not have room enough, is a promise that he made in Malachi 3. He says, when you don't rob me in the tithe, he says, test me on this, check me out on this one. He says, I'm going to open the windows of heaven and pour out the blessing. That not enough. I will rebuke. And I said, that not enough, because I'm removing all the italics from the passage. Okay? He says, bring ye all the tithes into storehouse, that there may be what? Meat in mine house. And prove me now, herewith said the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that not enough. You see all those brackets there? Those are added words. It says, but you read it together, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. Those other parts, there shall be room to receive it, is the addition of man. God did not say there shall be room to receive it. They added that because it was too much for the mind to comprehend. Let us make it understandable, but they put the italics. But the statement is, that not enough. Verse 11. Watch this. And I will what? rebuke the devourer for your sakes, and he shall not destroy the fruits of your ground, neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time in the field, saith the Lord of hosts. Everything in order. Praise the Lord. Our eyes are not unto the world. They have their bitcoins and whatever else they have. They come and they go. But there's an economy in God that will not fail. It is everlasting. Amen? And God says, I'm the one who's going to make you rich. Yes. Hallelujah. To establish my covenant, yes. I'm going to make you rich. Somebody say, I am rich.
I am.
Say it again, I am rich.
I am.
Say it again, I am rich.
I am.
One more time, I am rich.
I am.
Say, I'm wealthy. Say it again, I'm wealthy. Say it again, I'm wealthy. Say it again, I'm wealthy. Well, the word of God says wealth and riches are in the house of the righteous.
Yes.
Amen? Are you the righteous?
Yes.
Say, I'm the righteous of God. I'm the righteousness of God. I am the righteousness of God. I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Do you receive this word? Then shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. We'll stop there for now and we'll continue tonight. We're still talking spiritual warfare, but we're talking about the God economy. Praise the Lord. Amen. Well, at this time, let us honor God with our giving quickly. Respond to God. Let God know that you are responding to his directive. This morning, as I sought the face of God to hear from him what he wants to have from me, he told me what he wanted this morning. And then he said, and by the way, I want that one too. I said, Lord, when are you going to stop asking me for big stuff like this? You're going to stop asking me for... He said, you don't have a clue what I have in store for you, do you? I said, I don't. He said, so don't keep on asking me about that.
Right.
Have I ever asked you for something and you did not have it? I said, no. Well, how did you have it? I said, you blessed me with it. Did you have it before I blessed you with it? I said, no. He said, quit asking. Just do what I say. I have to tell you, this is me being, because sometimes he asks me for some stuff and I say, oh, God, please find somebody else. Then No, I'm not finding anybody else. It's you.
Praise God.
Amen? The devil will never ask you to give big. Hallelujah. So stop rebuking the devil when God says, give. Oh, I'm being emotional. No, emotional. In the emotional, there is motion. Hallelujah. Energized motion. You are on the move. Praise the Lord. Just honor God. Amen? Do it if you've not done it already. Those online, the information is on the screen. Just do that. And at this time, I'm going to call Mama to come up to be with me as we share in communion together. I trust that everybody has the elements of communion. If you don't, please raise your hand so that you can be saved right away. Anybody needs communion that don't have it yet? Raise your hand. Okay. Looks like everyone has it. Praise the Lord. Amen. Don't take off right away after the service. Something is in store. the blessing of the Lord. All right, take of this body of the Lord. As you take and eat, declare that the covenant promise of God be manifested in your life, in your family, in this church, in this calling of God. Declare the kingdom of God come and the will of God done now in our lives as it is in heaven. The God economy fulfilled in your life. Take and eat to the glory of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost.
Called the cup of blessing, cup of covenant. Cup of blessing, cup of covenant. You know, God has cut covenant with us. He will do his part.
Amen.
All we need to do is remind him, God, you said. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. If you promise a child something, that child never forgets. They say, you said.
Mm-hmm.
So as you take this now, you're going to say, God, you said.
Yes, God,
you
said.
Your promises are yes and amen.
Amen.
Fulfill them in my life and in my family.
Amen.
Say amen.
Amen.
Take and drink.
Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on.
My tomorrow is greater than my today. Because what do people fear? They always fear their tomorrow. Why? It's more time for greater things to happen. Somebody shout hallelujah. So switch today. Tomorrow is greater. God has not forgotten you. My tomorrow has been made good. All I need to do is to walk into it. I step into my tomorrow, and everything is good. 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 Your tomorrow is good. Don't be scared of your pension. You should be active. It'll be greater as you get older, not less. Somebody shout hallelujah. The thing that troubled your fathers and your mothers will never trouble you. The things that kill them will never kill you. The word doesn't kill you. The letter kill it, but the spirit does what? Quickness. As long as the Holy Spirit is alive in you, you are quickened. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. If they did not live long, you will live long. If they live miserable life, you will not be miserable. In the name of Jesus. My future is great. My today is great. My future is great. In the name of Jesus.
Happy birthday, Pastor Maria. It's been 35 years, actually more than 35 years, since that wonderful day that I met you so long ago. You have continued to be a beautiful representation of a godly woman and example in my life. May God bless you with wealth and health and joy and gladness. May you receive all of your heart's desires and see the goodness of God in the land of the living. Thank you for everything. May God bless you and happy birthday. Amen. Bye-bye.
Hey, Pastor Maria, my beautiful, gorgeous sister-in-law, you are the best. You taught me how to treat in-laws. I've learned so much from you, from your fashion statements to your... Let me not say that one. Anyway, today I want to cook for you. You don't know. You want yam and pepper soup? Okay. Okay, look at that egg. Sorry, you are not here to eat all of these things. I know you love them. But have a blast. Happy birthday!
Hi, Pastor Maria. You are a blessing to us, and we appreciate your services to the saints. May God bless you now and in the coming year. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Pastor Maria. Birthdays are reminders to rejoice. Your life is worth celebrating because you are so special. And as it is written in Job 8:21, may our God continually fill your mouth with laughter and your lips with shouts of joy. Once again, happy birthday. We celebrate you.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. God bless you. Happy birthday to you. Bon
people. Yes, Rigo Daddy. Thank you, Daddy, for being my sister's husband, father, brother, friend, everything. And thank you for being a father to me. I am using this opportunity to say I love you both. I love you so much for your goodness in our lives. Thank you for supporting us all the way. Thank you. Mama Migo, my happy birthday to you. I wish you many, many more years in return. May God bless you as you celebrate your birthday in the name of Jesus. May the heavens be open upon your head. May all your heart desires be granted in the name of Jesus. May you not fail, may you not fall, may you not falter. May your bones be strong, even more than that of Caleb. As your age is so low, as your age is, so all the things you desire will be. They will be greater for you in the name of Jesus. The grace of God be upon you and the ministry in the name of Jesus. The light of God shine upon you. You shall live, you shall not die. You shall live to declare the counsel of the Lord in the land of the living. This year 2021 and many, many more years to come in the name of Jesus. Happy birthday to you, Mama. I love you. We all love you. Thank you for being a great source of joy and blessing to me and every members of the family. I say we love you. I love you. Migo Ma, I celebrate you today as you celebrate your birthday. Mwah!
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, my dearest sister. Happy birthday to you. And she's a jolly good fellow. She's a jolly good fellow. She's a jolly good fellow. And so says all of us. Happy birthday, my dear sister. May God bless your new age and continue to lift you up from glory to glory, from grace to grace, and may He supply all your need and bless all your family. Happy birthday. Do have a wonderful day, my sister. God richly bless you.
Happy blessed birthday, Pastor Maria, to the woman who has everything because she has the word in her heart, in her hands, and in her life. And I just pray that the Lord will continue to bless you and to bring people into your life that you can bless because your love is so grand and so great. So again, happy birthday. God bless.
Greetings to you from Gurgaon, India. A very happy and a spectacular birthday, dearest Pastor Maria. May you have a blessed day, a fruitful year. And we just want to say we love you and we bless you today and all the days. Lots of love, Pastor Maria.
Wishing you an incredible birthday, dear Pastor Maria, with God's abundant choices and overflowing blessings. May this year be the best year of your life with God's grace, favor, mercy, and anointing. Pastor, you are an incredible, powerful woman of God who's impacted millions across the globe. So blessing always, dear Pastor Maria.
Well, my international mommy, now I'm the only one who is permitted to call you international, intergalactic, global. Honestly, I am so pleased. I wish I were there to celebrate you. Happy birthday, mommy. We love you so much all the way from Nigeria. We are wishing you the best. I pray that the rest of your life remains the best of your life. You are a blessing to our world, to me especially. Every time I have a conversation with you, I am uplifted, I am excited. You are a bundle of joy and happiness. You make people happy, you make people laugh. Mama, we love you so much. Happy birthday. I promise when I return to Canada, I'm going to call you again. And of course, do something at that time. Meanwhile, all the way from Nigeria, my family and I will wish you the best celebration yet. The best celebration yet. What an awesome person you are to our life and to our world. We love you so much. Happy birthday. God bless you. And we'll be seeing you soon again. Bye-bye.
Happy birthday, Mommy. May God continue to just pour blessings upon blessings into your life. And may He continue to bless you just as you have been a blessing to us. We love you so very much. You are the greatest Nene and the greatest Mommy. And we are so happy to have you in our lives. We are so glad that God chose us to be a family. Love you very much. Happy birthday.
Happiest birthday, Mama. Praying that God blesses you richly and that your life is continually filled with the abundance that God has in store for you. Thank you for your constant obedience and faithfulness to God. And I just pray that His word continues to remain your light and delight all the days of your life. Love, Kristen.
Happy, joyful, blessed, and highly favored birthday to you, Mom. Love you.
Happy birthday, Pastor Maria.
God's richest blessings.
From the Prasky family.
Happy birthday, Mama. We love you, we honor you, we thank God for you, and we pray that God, by His grace, will continue to strengthen you, empower you, and prosper you in health and in wealth as you celebrate your special day and many more years to come. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Blessings, Sister Judith and family.
Happy birthday, my wife. How are you? This is, I believe, the 33rd time that you're celebrating 30. Anyhow, you were as beautiful as ever. I just want to thank God for you. I thank God for the blessing that you are to me, to our family, to the body of Christ. Today, we celebrate you. We thank God for you. We thank God for the day that you graced the earth. I've known you most of your life. That's right. All the way from Nana College till now. And you've been just as gracious, just as loving, just an immaculate blessing from God. Thank God for you. May God continue to elevate you and cause you to flourish on every side. May your dreams come true. And because you have great dreams. And may the things that you're hoping for, that have been birthed from the very heart of God, come to pass speedily. We celebrate you and thank God for His grace upon your life. Happy birthday. Happy blessed day. My dear, darling wife, Maria Efezino, you're a great pastor, great woman of God. Love you.
never leave me nor forsake me. A big thing, oh. Your grace makes a difference. Just they embarrass me, oh. I like it, oh. I like the way you they lead me, oh.
Amen. Thank you so very much for your kind words and loving words and the gifts and all that you've done. I know so many wanted to say so much, but as you can see, just for the handful of people, it took us 18, almost 19 minutes. And if we've given opportunity for everyone to say something, we'll be here for days. And but we are thankful for the wonderful, wonderful privilege and honor that we have to have this darling daughter of the Most High God. Amen.
Thank
you. We celebrate you.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
And thank you for being with me. You know,
it has been a challenge.
I'm going to get you later. Praise the Lord. God is good. God is good. Thank you all for your love. You know, like I said, I feel the love. I'm not a crier. I don't remember when last I cried over anything. So, but my eyes was genuinely watering. And I do cry in the presence of the Lord, but not about humans. So, God is good. It's good to see my younger sisters, you know. So they all called yesterday, but you all had your sneaky stuff all around. So I was genuinely surprised because I wasn't aware that this was going on. And thank you for your patience. You know, you should be home going for your lunch. Thank you for being there. I love you all. I love every one of you. I love my husband. And, you know, I'm glad God put us together. One thing you didn't know about me, I was going to be a nun. Marriage was not in the equation for me because I never saw any marriage that I really liked. So I just told God, I'll save you the rest of my life, pack up the marriage somewhere and throw it away in the garbage. But God knew the kind of heart I have, and he brought the right person into my life.
Amen.
So praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And he's the genuine McCoy, the genuine gem from the Lord. You know, praise the Lord. So, and I thank God for all of you. And my friends from India, they all sent me yesterday, but praise the Lord. So to God be the glory. And Aline, 35 years already, my goodness, you know. I knew her as a teenager, and we're still friends and family till tomorrow. So to God be the glory. And every one of you, I love you all. And I thank God for you. May your life be celebrated.
Amen.
As you have celebrated me, may people celebrate you.
Amen.
As you pray for others, may people pray for you.
Amen.
It is worth serving the Lord.
Yes.
And it's worth giving thanks to God. Thank God for my biological family, my children. Also, I bless them in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Bless you all. Amen.
Amen. Will you rise with me for a quick moment? May the hand of God rest upon you. May the God who elevates, elevate you. May the God who promotes, promote you. May the God who grants speed, grant you supernatural speed, that you will fulfill your purpose, your destiny. May your hand be full of the treasures of God's goodness. May your heart be strengthened, renewed, refreshed, and graced with the ability that God gives. May it be filled with love. May it be filled with the ability to give. May you be positioned to receive every good thing, and may the peace of God garrison your heart. Being blessed, may you continually be a blessing. Go forth in the authority of the word and the name of our sovereign Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And may you accomplish everything God sent you to accomplish in this earth, that you may have a testimony before him. May the Lord make great boast of you as he testifies before the Father of the greatness that you have demonstrated. May he testify you before angels, because you were never ashamed of him, but stood with God, a partner in faith. We bless you in Jesus, our sovereign Lord's name. Amen. Be blessed and be highly favored, and we look forward to seeing you tonight for another wonderful time in the presence of the Father. Thank you for being here. God bless you. See you tonight. Good night. Blessings.